Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hey friends, I'm so excited that you're listening today because guess what? We have something extra special. Today we're doing a solo episode. That's right, it's just you and me and this microphone and all of my thoughts, and I'm super pumped about it. By the way, if you like these solo episodes, please give us a holler on Instagram at Heart of Dating, or you could also DM me directly at Kateness because I just love to hear what you think about these solo shows. Now, so many of y'all ask me, Kate, how do I drop the hanky? How do I put myself out there, and how do I feel confident doing it without being crippled by the fear of rejection? Well, this is an amazing question, and because it's one of the top questions that I get asked, I figured I'd quickly dive into some of the highlights for you so you really understand, so I'm not just saying this over and over and over to everybody. And also, I want to let you guys know, we have a private single ladies challenge community with extra resources for all the single ladies. That's right, we have a community of women who are empowering one another, being vulnerable, lifting one another up, sending videos to one another, and even being friends. It is so awesome. But not only that, monthly there are new private videos that are added to the community. Videos including how to flirt, how to address the fears of putting yourself out there, the art of body language, how to navigate your first few dates, the top tips to creating your online dating profile, how to deal with friendationships, and so many other things. So if this interests you, if you want these resources, you can join in our amazing private community of women and get all the single ladies resources for less than $15 a month, okay? By doing this, you can go to bit.ly/singleladieschallenge to join our epic community of women. I would love to have you. All right, friends, one more thing before we dive right into the episode. I want to remind you of our Patreon page. A lot of you guys ask, how can you best support Heart of Dating? And first and foremost, listening to the podcast, sharing it with your friends, writing us a review, all of that really does help us. So please continue to do that. That is how we keep going. But not only that, I have to be also candid that it does take a lot of money and a lot of time to run this podcast. At the beginning of 2019, I prayed and prayed and decided, you know what? I felt that God was saying that I should be focusing on Heart of Dating pretty much full time and reduce the amount of outside consulting work that I was doing. So that's what I have been doing this year. But at the same time, I can't lie to you and tell you that I haven't sometimes been financially struggling, but you know, it's all worth it. But at the same time, I do want to share with you, if you want to help us with all the expenses that come with doing this podcast and this ministry, I'd love to share with you how you can do that. It would be my dream to also pay the people who help Heart of Dating and actually build a staff. So if you love what's going on here with Heart of Dating and you want to be a part of seeing this thrive, I'd love to invite you to consider supporting us financially via Patreon. Patreon is a platform for creators. You can go on and pledge whatever dollar amount that feels comfortable to you, whether $1, $5, $10, $100, I don't care. Whatever is on your heart, whatever is good for you, you can decide what that amount is. And at the beginning of each month, that amount will be taken out of your account. So if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/heartofdating. All right, that's it for my announcements today. So let's dive into this solo episode. Hey, hey, my lovely friends. Okay, so many of you guys have asked me, Kate, how do I drop the hanky? Now, you've noticed I've talked about this for some time, both in previous episodes and also on Instagram. And maybe you've started to think, what in the world is this whole drop the hanky thing and how do I do this? Well, let me ask you, do you ever find yourself thinking, there's just no good men or women out there? Does it sometimes feel like you're stuck in a dating wasteland? Or maybe do you feel terrified to show someone interest because you fear being awkward or maybe fear being rejected? Now, the first thing, just to answer those things, is that you should know you're not alone. I am a 30-year-old single woman living in LA who also happens to be a dating coach, which makes it ultra hard sometimes in dating. Talk about awkward answering the question, hey, what do you do? Awkward silence. But not only are these things I have personally thought or felt plenty of times on my own, but they are also some of the most common frustrations I hear from other men and women who just feel worn out in the dating sphere. Sometimes they even feel ready to give up. So I have a secret, okay? It doesn't have to stay this way. I have a very quick public service announcement specifically for the women out there. I think it's especially hard for Christian women because there has become a notion that women, we can't put ourselves out there because if we do that, it won't allow space for the man to lead, specifically in the Christian world. Okay, but y'all, ladies, I don't agree with this. Here's a truth to sink into. It is not unbiblical to show a man interest. It's not unbiblical to show a man that you are interested. Take Ruth and Boaz. They're probably the most classic example of this. If Ruth had not made her move in the shepherd's field, what would have happened? Possibly nothing. Truly, she'd still be staring at Boaz from afar until eventually he maybe got swept up by another woman, okay? So in the name of our amazing girl, Ruth, ladies, you can show a man that you like him. And then as things progress, you can ever so kindly leave him room to intentionally pursue you. Guys like to see that we are interested. And all the men listening are right now clapping. All the men listening said amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord, right? When a woman shows a guy that she's interested, when she throws him a bone, the man is like, praise God, she's given me a green light. Truly, I have talked to so many guys who say that just they can't appreciate it more. They love when a woman shows that they are interested because it makes it so much easier for them. Get this, ladies, guys are also struggling with the fear of rejection. They are too. Think about it. As much as you might personally be afraid that the guy might not like you, you also have to know that men are the ones to ask women out about 88% of the time, which means they're also getting rejected a large majority of the time. And for those of you ladies right now that are thinking, yeah, Kate, but he has to be a man and quote unquote, suck it up and quote unquote, that's what men do. I just gotta say, girl, he's also a human, okay? And every human feels the weight of rejection just like you do. And rejection is tough, okay? Rejection is something that I'm really passionate about talking about how we can conquer it, but it still affects us. So have grace, understand that the guys are feeling the weight of rejection as well. By showing a guy interest, you are not taking away from his ability to pursue you. You're just basically giving him a green light and dropping him hints and nuggets to indicate that you're open to him actually pursuing you. Remember this, there's a difference between desperately searching and contently being open to finding someone. You can own your desire for marriage and show a man interest without making marriage an idol or becoming obsessed with finding a husband. Also, let me talk to the men listening. Hello, brothers. How are you? I also want to encourage you guys through your own fears of rejection. Us ladies, we'd love to be asked out. And if you do ask us out, will you make it clear as day that it's a date? I know that in the days of dating in church community, there's just so many other awkward layers. I get it, but we don't want you to ask us to just hang out. That's confusing. We don't know what a hangout is. Is this a date? Is it just friends? I don't know how to show up. I don't know how to dress. We need to know that it's more than a date if that's what you're desiring. So be intentional and share with us that you want to get to know us more. Tell us that you want to take us on a date. Or tell us, hey, I think you're amazing and I'd love to get to know you more intentionally. We women appreciate the intentionality so, so much. So guys, I just want to encourage you, get around your other guy friends, encourage one another. Like we need to be asking women out more. Let's take those steps. Let's encourage each other on the way. This is important. The desire of marriage is something that so many of us really do want, but we're often not going after it because we're fearing that what's going to happen in community or we're fearing rejection and all these things. So my thing is we just need to exercise the muscle more. Women, show men interest. Guys, ask the ladies out more. We need to start exercising these muscles more frequently. All right, so ladies, now that you have permission to show a man interest, and guys, now that you've been encouraged to be more bold and ask women out more consistently, let's talk about how we can both drop the hanky more. Now, if you've never heard of this term, let me explain quickly. Drop the hanky is actually an old Victorian term used to describe when women used to drop their hanky, their physical hanky, at an event like a ball to catch the eye of a young eligible gentleman from across the room. But though it's no longer the Victorian era, we can still make it known to men and to women that we like them, okay? So let's talk about dropping the hanky, which is really just showing someone of the opposite gender interest. Now, guys, even though I say the word drop the hanky, and even though I say it a lot to the ladies, men, you can still do this. This is not just for the ladies. Even though I say it a lot to the ladies, this is for both men and women. All right, here are the steps to dropping the hanky. First things first, get in proximity. The likelihood of the person that you like spotting you from across the church service, becoming overwhelmingly enamored with you, and then coming up to you after church, it's not very high. Sorry to burst your bubble. But even though you might personally know that they exist, and maybe you felt that you've made eye contact with them, so they must know that you're interested, maybe you've even stalked them on Instagram, hashtag guilty, I've done that before, I get it, there's still pretty much a large chance that they may not even know that you exist, which just means you have to get into their bubble. You have to make it known to the person you like that you exist and that you're interested in them. You can't do that by sitting across the room from them and trying to make eye contact so that they'll just magically come over to you. So get in proximity. And then once you get in proximity, the next step is to actually ask them questions. So step two is to initiate with an indirect question. You start by asking them something that's not about them. It's just an icebreaker question. An example in a church setting would be something like, "Wow, that was such a good sermon, wasn't it?" Or maybe you're somewhere else. Maybe you're not at church. Maybe you're at a coffee shop. You can say something like, "Have you been here before? What coffee do you like the best? What's good here?" So this is the second step. Just initiate conversation with an indirect question. It's really basic. It's really easy to do. And think about it. How many people have actually done this to you? And maybe you're not even paying attention and realizing that they're showing you interest of some kind. And again, this doesn't mean that you have to date the person. We're just exercising the muscle of talking and showing some level of interest and curiosity in somebody else. Step three, now it's time to follow up with a direct question. This is really where you're going to get curious. You started by connecting with a low pressure, indirect question, and now you want to follow that up with showing some curiosity about them specifically. An example of this, what this could look like would be asking something like, "Hey, so are you from around here?" Or maybe, "Do you usually go to this church?" Or maybe you can do something even deeper and compliment them about something that's great that you've noticed about them, maybe a hobby or their singing or just their creative abilities. I don't know, whatever it is, show them that you are interested in them as a person. Show them that you think that they're an interesting person. Don't let the conversation die by just asking the basic indirect question. It's really important to then follow it up with a direct question. Remember this, God doesn't create boring people. He created a unique tapestry of human beings with unique callings and passions and unique, amazing ways of seeing the world. There is always something that you can learn by being curious and getting to know one of God's amazing sons or daughters. This is how we should see these situations. You don't have to go on a date with that person. You're just showing someone that they're amazing. You're showing someone that you appreciate the way that God has created them. And that's honestly an amazing thing. It encourages connectedness. It helps us to feel seen. It helps others to feel seen. And it's an amazing thing. So let me just give you some examples. These are some places where you can start dropping the hanky. At church, yes, ladies and gents, you can do this at church. Let's break the ice and start doing this. You could also do it at a birthday party, maybe for someone you know well or for somebody you don't know that well. That's even a better opportunity. You could also do it at a networking event. You can do it while volunteering. You can do it on Instagram, in the DMs. That's right. Slide into those DMs, baby. I love dropping the hanky on Instagram. You could also do it on online dating. The same concept can work to keep the conversation going and keep it interesting and flowing online. Y'all, drop the hanky works just about anywhere. Now, here's the deal with dropping the hanky. Even if the conversation does not go past the direct question, that's all right. Just embrace the win. You did it. You were bold. You were confident. You did something different and you put yourself out there. And this requires you embracing that small win. Guys, Girls, y'all, anyone could do this. We need to get past those icky lies of fears of rejection that were once holding you back, because you can look them in the face and say, you know what, rejection, I see you, and you're not going to hold me down today. Not today. Remind yourself of the things also that you bring to a relationship. Remind yourself of the amazing qualities that God has instilled within you. I want to encourage you also to just shake things up and have fun with it. Don't forget to have fun with this process, because dating can actually be fun. God has created a ton of amazing men and women, and the good news is you only need to find one. So maybe in this process, you're just going to make an awesome group of friends as well, and there's nothing wrong with that. Embrace each small step as a victory, own it and claim it, and be proud. Now, the ultimate last question is, how can you commit to shaking things up and dropping the hanky in your life over like this next month, okay? What new things can you go to? Maybe consider challenging yourself to talking to a certain number of new people per week. What about sliding into the DMs of the guy or girl you've thought was interesting or cute but haven't gotten the courage to talk to yet? What about doing that? Y'all, it's time to start owning your identity as an amazing, worthy son or daughter of God, while also giving yourself space to embrace your desire of getting married one day, if that is your desire. I believe in you, and I'm in the boat right alongside of you, trying to do my best to drop the hanky as much as I can. So let's do this together. Let's encourage, empower one another. Let's challenge ourselves, and let's grab on to really deep inner confidence and drop those hankies. Guys, girls, I hope you feel empowered to get out there more and start doing this. Also, I want to quickly share with you a fun little resource that we've created. If you want to have even more confidence with how to put yourself out there and show interest, I created an awesome free download for you. The How to Show Interest free guide will help you know how to show interest as a man and a woman. It will give you pro tips for initiation, both as a man and as a woman. And it will also give you the top tips to having effective body language. I know so many of you feel super awkward just in your sensuality and in flirting, but don't worry, we can address this, y'all. It can get better. You can access the How to Show Interest free download by going to heartofdating.com/show interest. heartofdating.com/show interest. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this solo episode today. It was so much fun, and I will see you next time.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.